Good day, people. This is Todd Van Allen, host of Cat Pee in partnership with Byte TV and part of the Pod Almighty network of podcasts. Happy World Pride. That's right. It's going on in Toronto. This is what's happening. We got a whole bunch of LGBTs coming into the city. Those that live here are even prouder. We're proud of the fact that the mayor will have nothing to do with this and everything is going to be awesome for this. It started this past weekend. It was great. And here's the thing. Today, we start, this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. First of all, you get to speak to a buddy of mine, Robert Keller, local comedian, very, very funny gentleman. We have a nice little conversation. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, through the wonders of technology, we get to talk to James Adomian, who is going to be coming here for a series of show during World Pride at Yuck Yucks on Richmond Street here in Toronto. So make sure you go and check out James Adomian. He's absolutely great. You know his impressions. You know the fact that he gets into character very strongly. He's a funny gentleman. He's also gay, which is going to be okay for World Pride, if you know what I mean. What? Yes, he is, and it's wonderful. Robert helped put together the show to help bring him up, and it's going to be wonderful. So if you get the opportunity, make sure you go and see James Adomian and Robert Keller perform. Dates are included in this episode as well as on the website. So anyway, go to comedyweb.com. You can see check out all the info there for this very particular episode. But without further ado, here we go. Here's Robert Keller, myself, oh yeah, and James Adomian, eventually on a phone call or a voice tweet. Enjoy. This is probably the most apologetic podcast we've ever had. We're both, we're just falling over each other to be nice. I think we should really just start hating each other.
You think?
Yeah,
is
dick.
Is that what the listeners want?
Yeah, dick.
Dick. I can't. I'm trying to be more positive.
Well, go fuck yourself. Really? That came out Rude. Too harsh. Okay.
Sir, do not
Fine.
Get out with me, sir.
Fine, we won't. Oh, I like, it came off, that came off McCarthy hearing. There you go. Yeah, you're on.
Am I on? You're oh, wait, should on. I have earphones?
You can have earphones, absolutely.
Okay. I want to feel like the full experience.
You come very official.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You hear that?
That sounds good.
That's the sound of technologies.
I always, every time I put on earphones near mic, whatever it is that I'm about to do, I always think of that Saturday Night Live sketch.
Where they're doing the NPR voice.
I always do
and
that.
They do it
I
all the like, time.
The sweaty balls.
The sweaty balls. Yes.
Wait, is this on?
What do you mean?
Are we recording this?
Are you a hack comic from the 80s that just bombed a joke?
Is
this thing on? By the way, whenever I was watching those things,
yeah.
I wasn't even a comic at that point. It was just like a 15, 16. It's okay. That's going to happen. Something? Don't worry about it. No, it's fine.
Can I move this at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course you can. Of course you can. Okay. There you go.
There you go.
That, by the way, folks, is the sound of psychosis that we get from you not donating to this show. So once again, you can go to the website, comedyworldthepub.com, click on donate, and then we can get one of these new headphone splitter things so that we don't just stop everything and ask, have the guests panic. That's basically what happens every time.
You are recording this.
Oh, we've been recording ever since you got in here.
Dear Lord.
The whole thing about you calling that woman a C word that I don't know about.
This is how rumors get started.
No,
I did not say that.
You called someone a C word.
No, I said someone was saying someone else.
Now it's broken telephone.
Was a charming. The C word was charming.
Robert Keller joins us right now in studio. A very soggy Robert Keller. Showing up, first of all, damp as a sponge right now because you got caught in a torrential downpour.
Not a day that you need sunglasses.
Yes.
Folks.
Look, you see, you always look for the positive.
Yeah.
That's got to stop. You showed up with a file folder of some sort, so I feel like you've just run some figures for me.
I have a lot
of... Is this my accounts?
I have my credit card statement in here.
Oh, good.
I have an invoice for posters.
Uh-huh.
This release for Bell Media.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have paper just for notes because I like to write things down when I'm on the internet radio. Uh-huh. Because that's what this is.
The internet basically. Radio.
The internet radio.
Or as my folks refer to it as, the fake radio.
Fake radio.
Are you still on the fake radio? How come I can't hear you on the fake radio? Well, mom, it's fake.
You know, there are people on the fake radio who make a lot of money,
yes.
Mom.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Are you one of them? That's not the point, Mom.
No, Todd's not one of them, guys.
No, certainly not. Did I mention to you, the listener, that you can go to the donate page at comedyabovethepub.com?
People who have a donate page generally don't make a ton of money from the, whatever they're asking for donations for.
There's a lot of charities out there, Bobby.
I mean, unless this is like a huge embezzlement scheme or something.
Yes, that's exactly right. Thank you. That's why you showed up with the figures in your folder.
He's planning a trip to Brazil, guys.
Olé. I can't even remember what they say. I went to Portugal for like a series of days. Portugal and Spain. I can't even remember what their big celebratory thing is that they say. You know Portuguese?
I know like three words. I know
what?
Obrigado.
Obrigado. That I got.
That's like
right.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I think you're welcome as well.
Right? I think so.
Depending on the context.
It really does. Yeah.
You have to really pay attention when you're speaking Portuguese.
That I found confusing because
it is confusing.
Because when I first figured out how to say obrigado down there,
yeah,
I would say that. Now it makes sense because I got into some arguments because I would say obrigado for something.
Yeah.
And then they would say obrigado. And I'm like
what?
No, I'm thanking you.
You know, that actually raises an important thing that I think about a lot, which is
okay.
In English, people do that actually. They say, have you ever noticed this? Like someone will say thank you. And then the other person's like, no, thank you.
Right.
Which is like the most obnoxious thing. It's as if like the first person who said thank you was like stupid.
Right.
And didn't realize that actually the other person is really doing them a favor.
Am I supposed to be thanking you?
Yeah. I had a coworker used to do that. I'd be like, oh, you know, Susan, thanks so much for this. And she'd be like, no, thank you.
Please tell me your follow-up to that was the thank you, no thank you, and then you cut in with no.
No, really.
Fuck you. Please tell me you did that.
You fucking charming person.
Is that what you're calling them now?
Hashtag callback. Am I right, guys?
I love your in-house edit.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fun.
Well, I try.
Yeah. You're looking very sharp.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I'm soaked.
Yes.
Maybe I should get caught in the rain more often.
I know. You sort of have that Flashdance look about you.
I do feel like a bucket of water was dropped.
What a feeling.
What a feeling. That was clever.
Are you are you just a steel town worker on a Saturday night?
I'm a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
A maniac.
On the floor?
Yeah. And I'm dancing like I've never danced before.
Who wouldn't? Thank you.
One does get a little excited when a bucket of water drops on one.
It's God just wanting us to dance. That's all it is. Singing in the rain, that's all that was.
It was a musical.
Just God turning to us and going, dance, monkey boys, dance.
Speaking of musicals.
Yes.
Two things.
Okay.
First of all, there's a musical opening number at my show, which I'm going to perform for you right
now.
No, I'm kidding. I can't.
Can I guess what it is?
By the way, am I dressed appropriately for this podcast?
I'm literally not wearing socks. I'm in shorts and I'm wearing a t-shirt with my Twitter handle on it. I think you're okay.
He's actually naked, folks.
Let's
be honest.
I am Todd. Hey, buddy, close the rope, Van Allen here.
Hashtag creepy.
Yeah.
we do have a musical number. I'm very excited. I'm also very stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not a professional dancer, but I dance in this musical number.
You dance on the stage of Yuck Yucks.
You bet.
Does Mark know you do this?
Mark has seen it.
Really?
With his own eyes.
And he still allowed it?
He has no choice.
That doesn't strike me as the sort of thing he would have truck with.
Well, I'll tell you, Mark is actually, what did he say? Mm-hmm. He said, he has a joke about this, about how, he says, somebody said to him, oh, well, how come you went to Robert's opening show? Because it's an LGBT show every month at the end of the month on the Wednesdays. And you don't go to Kenny's All Black show.
Right.
And he said, it's because I wasn't black for a month in college.
Right. That's a good one.
That was a joke.
That's a nice one.
Okay.
That was
his joke. I didn't.
That's a Breslin joke.
I thought it was funny.
Okay.
I laughed.
Mm.
Maybe it was in the delivery, folks.
I just love the, you know, I'm just sitting here. I'm not going to laugh at Mark Bresson's joke.
Whatever. I'm not laugh. It's your call. Not laugh. It's your
of
life.
Of course. It's a funny joke.
Yeah.
That's a funny joke.
Now, you used to perform. Do you still perform at Yuck Yucks?
Only if I'm, there are particular charities or stuff like that that will ask for me specifically, and then I'll go.
But you used to regularly, would you say?
Yeah. I used to way back in the day.
Back in the day.
And our relationship sort of dissolved.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was like, you ever have those breakups where you just sort of ignore each other into oblivion? That's sort of what happened.
They
stopped calling me. I stopped wondering if they're going to call.
Right.
I went on with my life a little bit. Okay. It was kind of like that.
So,
yeah.
Is this going to be awkward, like that I'm dating Yuck Yucks now?
I don't really.
I'm like the new girlfriend.
Uh-huh. No, so. that's fine. How's she doing? Seriously.
I'm the new boyfriend. No,
I just want to know.
Yeah.
Just want to know just for my own, just curious.
We talk about you, Todd.
Really?
Yeah. What,
did she say good things?
She said great things about
really?
You.
Really? That's awesome. Yeah. She's still seeing no one? she's seeing you. That's me. Right. That's
But just, okay. We're not exclusive.
Oh, real? Yeah, you got a number or anything? I keep getting blocked on Facebook.
I don't think that would be appropriate.
When we last saw each other, first of all, we found out that we...
Wait, the other thing I was going to say before I forget.
Yes, your music
We will
number.
Get back to this, okay. But I want to say I'm obsessed with RuPaul.
Okay.
Recently. Do you know who RuPaul
is? Yeah, of course I know who RuPaul is.
Are you familiar with RuPaul's Drag Race?
I know. I have not seen an episode.
Okay.
But I know of it. I listened to him on one of the podcasts, and he well described it.
It's incredible.
He's a charming man.
He's so charming.
Yeah.
And I'm like obsessed with RuPaul. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, I read his Wikipedia page like mm-hmm. it's the Bible.
Right.
And anyway, so on this season, this is season 6 that just finished a couple months ago, but I just got into it recently because I have shit to do. I don't know, whatever. I have a life. So I wasn't watching it, but
PBR, brother. PBR.
So I don't even have cable. I've been watching it online. But anyway, so I've been watching it and I'm like obsessed with it. And one of the episodes, they have a challenge in each mm-hmm. episode where they have to do something sort of like, you know, Project Runway or America's Next Top Model, that sort of thing. And one of the challenges this year was they had to do a live musical, and it was called, it was called Shade : The Rusical.
Oh.
So I just wanted to put that out there. We can come back to RuPaul if you want. But anyway, you were saying
Shade the Rusical.
There are a lot of puns on RU in mm-hmm. RuPaul's Drag Race.
So just for the listener's edification, okay, leading up to World Pride here in Toronto that we're hosting, we had a drag queen sitting in that very chair.
No way.
Yes, indeed.
Did you clean it up afterwards?
Absolutely not.
Good.
Spreading the love, baby.
I have a towel, folks. Now I know why.
Just a towel.
Wait, who was the drag queen?
A Bunny Lappin.
Oh, yes.
Bunny LaPan.
Yes, I've heard of Bunny.
Hearts Over the Eyes.
Yeah.
Every last one of them.
She's doing a show Wednesday night.
A Chorus Queen is the big show.
Oh, but she's also doing like a fundraiser, I read, at the Shangri-La Hotel.
Beautiful.
And the reason I know that is because, mm-hmm. once again, I'm obsessed with RuPaul's Drag Race. And one of the queens from Drag Race, Courtney Act, mm-hmm. who I'm obsessed with. Hopefully she's listening.
You would not believe the LGBT.
You have no idea, folks.
That we have.
Huge worldwide.
I'm a gay icon.
You are.
The beautiful part is I have no idea that it's happening. I just suddenly I'm booked up for like the last weekend in June, like a lot.
Yeah.
It was like,
yeah.
So what's in the news? Cyndi Lauper. Wow. An applause break on the setup. That's fun.
That's amazing.
A lot of well-built bearded gentlemen in my shows.
No kidding.
No idea why.
Wow.
I'm oblivious.
Well, that warms my heart. But
so
Courtney Act is doing this fundraiser, mm-hmm. which is how I found out about it. And there's a few other local Toronto queens who are doing it. Like Misconception is going to mm-hmm. be on it, and I believe Bunny LaPan is going to be on. And not that she's local necessarily. Is she from Vancouver?
She's originally from Halifax.
From Halifax,
and then moved here,
but is based in Toronto now.
Yes, it lives here now.
I think she's on the show.
Yeah.
We'll Google it.
Okay.
I don't know.
By then it'll be too late. This comes out like, yeah, sure.
But I don't want people to go to that show anyway. I want them to come to my show.
Except, well, it's not exclusive.
Yeah.
I'm sure people aren't rolling in for Pride Week.
No, but
I have enough money for one show.
Just one single show.
Just one single show. What will it be?
What will be the good gay comedy to see this week? I don't know why we gave him an accent. Okay. Uh-huh. That was a very strange accent, too.
A lot of Mexican gays in my repertoire.
I don't know.
What will it be?
He sounded like a Disney villain.
Right. So Cruella de Vil shows up. You gotta know there has to be. I would say 1 in 10 drag queens that have Cruella de Vil as the theme.
She is a recurring theme in drag.
She has to be, right?
There is a, yes. Yeah, in fact, it came up, Ben de la Creme, one of the other queens on Drag Race.
Oh my God, that's nice.
Did a Cruella de Vil inspired outfit on this last episode I watched, I think episode 6. And RuPaul said, he's like, ooh, serving Cruella de Vil realness. And then he goes, did anyone see my dog?
But
it's funny. RuPaul's very charming, very witty. What were we going to say, though?
Well, just for the listener's edification.
Yeah.
It is not always the case that when I have a gay guest on that we talk about musicals. I brought it up. It just happens.
I brought it up this time.
Robert was unaware because Buddy and I had this huge chat about musicals.
Are you a musical theater fan?
See, here's the thing. I was in quite a few of them.
Oh.
I know them. I did a musical, I did a lot of musical theater study in university and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But as a craft, I'm just like, if I have a choice between a musical piece and some like Steppenwolf style
straight acting, straight play,
not necessarily
if you will.
I'll go see an Angels in
America.
That's
what they say.
With the gay fellas.
They don't mean
it.
Heterosexual. They mean straight,
right?
Straight play as mm-hmm. opposed to musical. That's the
Six
term.
Degrees of Separation. Another example.
There's a straight play,
right? Yeah. Boys in the Band.
Straight play, folks.
Straight play.
I know what
very
you mean.
Far from the truth in my explanation.
It's just figuratively a straight play.
I don't know. There are some musicals that I find are spectacles, but I find you can find reasons that either one of those communities, the straight theater versus the musical mm-hmm. theater, will get their head up their own ass so much that you find just their company unenjoyable. Because
they feel that they're superior to the other.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Or even just, it's not the band I hate, it's their fans, that philosophy.
Right.
There are some people who are really into real, in quotes, theater and will, they're like the atheists that won't shut up about it.
Yeah.
Right.
I know what you mean.
You know?
I was watching this interesting, I'm having a very gay week. It's Pride.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I guess it's Pride. But anyway, there's this choreographer named Yanis Marshall, who's French. She's a young French choreographer who has had multiple of videos go viral. So if you've never heard of him, check him out. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. And he was saying one of the things that is so important to him as a dancer is to experiment with different kinds of dance.
Right.
So he was encouraging, he always encourages his students to be like, if you love hip hop, that's great, but try jazz and try ballet and mm-hmm. try all these different things, because by doing all these different forms of dance, it will enhance your performance in whatever it is that you love to do.
Right.
And that's how I feel about performance in general. So musicals versus theater versus stand-up versus, mm-hmm. Comedy shorts and so on and so forth. Some people say, well, you should choose one and just stick with it and really get good at that. But I don't, and that's fine if that's what works for you. But for me, I just love to do everything. Mm-hmm. And I do think it's, I think my theater has made me a better stand-up comedian and vice versa. I think my stand-up has made me a better theater actor as well as a better film and television actor mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. So,
well, you and I met at a ballet class. That was the last time.
People don't know. Mm-hmm. Todd Van Allen is an incredible ballerina.
Black Swan.
Yeah.
Black Swan.
Yeah.
Right here.
Don't be jealous of his boogie. That's another RuPaul reference.
Don't be jealous of my boogie.
It's a
song. If people saw me actually dance, they would not be able to tell where my boogie begins and ends. It is really this constant jiggling boogie. I realized something about myself today, and I think World Pride has helped me put this into a bit of focus for myself.
You have a huge boogie.
Nope. Very, very small boogie. I either have to go to the gym again, or I just have to give up and go get a longboard. It's one of those two.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to allay your concerns.
Okay.
You are straight thin, but gay fat.
Okay.
So there's a difference, folks, if you're not aware.
I love that conversion chart.
Yes, it's like ounces to kilos or whatever. But no, you're perfectly, like for a straight man. Approximately, I'm going to say, 57, 58? Just kidding.
Thank you for going south on that.
I'm
going to
say early
40s. You're a treat.
Okay.
I'll take that.
We'll say a 40-ish man.
Mm-hmm.
You're in very good shape.
Thank you.
But for a gay man,
right?
You're hideous. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even look at you.
I know. I'm sorry.
I have to avert my eyes.
Should I just get a banner that says breeder above me so you can go, oh, thank God.
I was going to say, like, a burqa.
Oh, geez. Oh, a burqa.
Just cover the entire thing except straight, for your eyes.
The skinny, straight burqa.
Just, it's for everyone's right. protection at work.
Which on the outside would be like those aprons that have like really nice bodies on the front of them when you're barbecuing. So that's what I would have. It'd be like
that's a good idea.
The washboard stomach and a painted bear head. I could have my beard protrude. That would be fine.
That's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying your world pride as it comes into town?
You know, it's hard to enjoy. I am, but I'm so focused on these shows. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and it's like when I'm not preparing for a show, I'm unhappy because I wish sure. I had a show. But yeah. then when I have a show, I'm freaking out because I have to get get right. everything done and I'm stressed. Uh-huh. So I can't. This year is probably the most stressful it's been around World Pride for me.
Right. Well, let's talk about the show.
Oh, sure.
While you are describing what your show is, I'm going to very surreptitiously
yes.
tweet our special, not tweet, text. That's what I do now. Everything's a tweet now.
Everything's a tweet.
I'll tweet you later. Why Oops. Don't you just text me? No, I'm going to tweet you. I'm going to send you a voice tweet. You're going to phone me. No, I'm going to voice tweet you. That's right.
I almost tweeted on this chair.
I offered a bathrobe.
I have a towel.
You it's declined.
Fine. It's perfectly fine.
Okay.
So yeah, the shows that I mentioned that I'm kind of stressed out about, which are going to be great. Everything's going to come together. It already is. It's already great. I don't know why I'm stressed. Mm-hmm. It's just my personality. It's Outrageous / Laugh Out Proud. Mm-hmm. So Outrageous is my monthly show at Yuck Yucks. It's an LGBTQ, show every last Wednesday of the month. And then we've combined it with a special weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of shows for World Pride. So mm-hmm. we're an affiliate event of World Pride. It's our second year doing these shows, second year for me hosting, and I'm very excited. We have an incredible headliner
mm-hmm.
Who you know of, you've heard
of. They're going to read about him in the subject line of this podcast.
Okay,
there's no way they don't know who I just texted or tweeted.
So let's just say his name.
You want to say his name?
Should we wait?
No, we can say it now.
No, if you want to wait, I'll
Andy
wait.
Dick, ladies and gentlemen, Andy is going Dick. To be joining us.
Andy Dick
and,
is
No. We couldn't get Andy Dick.
No, he wasn't available.
Okay, so who did you get?
Roseanne.
This will be nice.
Gay icon.
Gay icon.
No, it's not Roseanne. And did we already say it's a he? Did we give the gender away?
We might have.
Okay, it's James Adomian.
James Adomian.
Who's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited to share the stage with him. I saw him.
He's a fun man.
Very funny, very nice, very charming. First discovered him, I think, online.
Right.
And then I got a chance to perform with him last year in Chicago in March of mm-hmm. last year, and he killed it. By the way, can we use the F word in your podcast?
Fuck no.
Okay.
See how I made a joke there and explained it to you?
That's
right
good.
There.
That's yeah. good. I like
I'm it. Sure I swore in front of you in this already.
Already?
I think so.
I might have as well, and I don't remember.
Mm.
Oh, well.
It's because it's so seamless. Apparently, I'm just a potty mouth.
The CRTC gets on your case. Not my fault.
I'm more worried about the patent trolls.
The patent trolls.
That will never... Do you want 80% of my nothing? Hair. Have it.
Have
there
it.
You go. Okay. Enjoy. So anyway.
So anyway, he just blew me away. He was so funny. And so I begged Yuck Yucks to get him up here for Pride this year. And
sure.
luckily he was available and it all came together and we're just thrilled to have him.
And he's going
to
be part of your show that you've done. This is what did you say? Second, third?
This will be the second annual yeah. Laugh Out Proud. Mm-hmm. And so it begins Wednesday, June 25th with
awesome.
Outrageous. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, June 26th, 27th, 28th, mm-hmm. Which is this week. I mean, I guess people will hopefully hear this before that.
Oh, yes.
Because otherwise, yeah. be like, this amazing
we're gonna make
show
sure,
you missed.
We're going to make sure this comes out no later than July 21st. Don't you worry about it. It's in the can.
See?
It's all good,
I
brother.
I knew it was all going to come together.
See, who looks out for you?
Todd Van Allen.
Hey?
Yeah. It's TVA, guys.
It's the GAN people that look out for you. Hey?
By the way, your t-shirt, I just noticed that it says, it's TVA.
It's my Twitter phone number.
I know. That's a good idea.
It's my Twitter number.
To wear that during mm-hmm. the podcast so people can remember.
Exactly.
The name of the Twitter.
It's an, you know what? People can hear it.
Can you see what it says
There's
on my
aura.
Shirt?
Yes. I am fucking soaked.
Doesn't say that.
I'm folks. A maniac on the floor.
There's no writing on my shirt.
There's no writing.
See, it was a trick
there
question.
There can be. I got a Sharpie.
That was like when you're doing improv and you ask someone a question. Mm-hmm. You're never supposed to do that.
What?
Ask someone a question.
Why is that? That, by the way, turning a negative into a positive, that was my game.
Oh, that's good.
The game of questions?
Yeah.
There would be this thing where they go, we can't go on break until we stump Todd.
Yeah.
And I would be the one standing in between them and cigarettes and coffee.
Is it because you just kept coming up with things?
Well, it's because I'm a bad improviser. That's why. Oh. So, you know, I just keep asking questions. everything's a teaching scene to me. You know,
that's good.
This is how we're going to do that. Really? I don't know if that's the way, is it? I am so good.
Wow.
You don't realize how bad you are at improv until you're in a Second City audition. And then you go, fuck, I'm awful. Ooh, wow. And I'm taking all these great people down with me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's literally like a thrashing bull in a flood that everyone's just grabbing onto a limb and a horn. We have to save him. There's no point. You're all drowned now.
See, I don't believe you were that bad.
Really?
I think you're being...
Roll the tape!
Let's see it. I do want to see it now.
Just pull down
the
screen.
Is there any footage?
I wish that I had a running screen that I could just pull down everywhere just so when people think, you're not that big of a failure. Really? Let's go to this and just pull it down. Everyone should have that.
You know, it's interesting. I think it's a very Canadian thing to talk about how... like awful we are, like mm-hmm. how we're failures. Like
right.
It's very different in the United States. People yes. always like pump themselves up a lot. And here, if you do that, people are like, oh God, he's so obnoxious.
He's so American.
He just mentioned that he has an award, you know, or whatever, like, or he's nominated for something.
He's
like,
accomplished something. Right.
The worst.
Right.
Like, he has a Dora, whatever.
Right.
You know, Doras suck. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and I don't have a Dora. I'm just saying, it's just an example. Uh-huh. Like, I feel like we could do a better job of mm-hmm. promoting ourselves.
Sure.
As artists.
But conversely, as soon as that happens, right? Like as soon as we get the accolades and then we realize no one gives a shit up here.
Then
we go
to the States.
Fuck this. And then you go to the States and you get big there. Then suddenly, but what about us, you dink?
Yeah.
Like, really?
You know, it's so funny. Did you see Mike Myers' commencement speech?
No.
Oh, he did.
Tell me he dressed like the Love Guru.
No.
Poo.
Why does everything have to be a joke with you, Todd Van Allen?
I don't know.
Anyway,
certainly the title is misleading of this thing. We're not even above a pub. That's the joke.
There's no pub.
There's no pub.
I didn't see a pub.
No.
I'm calling the CRTC.
Oh, no!
Immigration. Anyway, so that's what I always think of when I think of the government.
They're taking me away with my
single
ticket.
I want to see your papeles. So anywho, Mike Myers gave this great commencement speech to the comedy graduates at Humber College a week ago. Are you familiar?
I am very familiar.
Yeah. And have you taught there? Have you studied there? What? You're just aware of it.
I am very aware of it. At the time that we were running the comedy show that this very podcast is the namesake of.
Yes.
It became the stomping ground for a myriad Humber students.
Oh.
Some very good. Do not get me wrong.
Right.
Others...
Not so much.
Others were...
who shall remain nameless.
I'm shocked to see them still churning it out.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, we'll talk after the show.
Okay.
All right. Anywho, so anyway, he gave this great commencement speech, and it's if you haven't seen it, check it out. You just Google Mike Myers Humber, and you'll find it. It's very inspiring. But one of the interesting things he says is he said there's an old story, an anecdote about John Candy, about how he was at the airport. So John Candy lived in Canada, evidently, his entire life until he died. So anyway, he's at the airport and this guy sees him and recognizes him, goes up to him. He's like, oh, hey, you're John Candy. He's like, yeah. He says, well, so you made it big. So you moved to the States, huh? And he says, well, actually I live in Thornhill.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, oh, I thought you had made it big.
Ooh.
Oh, so this is the thing. This is the thing about Canadians. It's like we can't be happy either way because, you know, I don't know.
Oh, that guy drives me nuts.
Who, the John Candy?
Yeah, John Candy.
The guy. I know. What a hypocrite.
In terms of Canadian comedy, like outside of like, and again, it's the other alum that I would say of Second City, or of his tenure.
Yeah.
I don't think it gets, and I'm not making a fat joke here, I don't think it gets bigger than John Candy.
John Candy was one of my...
Martin Short is probably the only other one I could think of.
Yeah.
That you could say is slightly larger
in terms of recognition
yeah. success, I would say.
But I mean, John Candy, everyone knows John Candy, I would say,
yeah.
in the United States as well. Like, if you say that name, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's totally recognizable. And I mean, I grew up watching their movies. I remember Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and I loved Martin Short and everything, you know. These were people that I really, who inspired me to right. do what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, I heard recently that Martin Short is a horrible person.
Boo!
I hope he's not listening, Marty. Marty, if you're listening, that's I don't believe it for a second. No,
it's, I've heard is quite it? The opposite.
Really?
Yeah, I heard he
See,
was a great
everyone
guy.
Everyone tells you a different thing about these people. I always ask because I'm always interested to know what these people who I idolize are like sort of one-on-one. And usually they're wonderful, but every so often you do hear or you meet someone that you really admire and they're just horrible. One person who was wonderful, I met her a few months ago when I was in LA, was Jane Lynch.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yes.
So charming. And you hear that from everybody. Every single person I've ever met who's met her or worked with her is like, oh my God, she's so incredible. She's so lovely. But yeah, not so much with Marty. I don't know. Maybe that person who told me was just full of shit.
You know who I think it is? I think it's that jackass that talked to John Candy.
It's the same guy.
That's who it is.
The guy from the airport.
Yeah. Why do you hang out with these reprobates?
I don't know.
You seem like such a nice person with such shitty friends.
I have nothing to do, clearly. I keep going back and forth to Pearson.
Right.
To hang out with my friends uh-huh. out there.
So the last time you and I
yes.
met each other was down at Yuck Yucks. I was yes. recording Christine Von Hagen's comedy album.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if there's a release date on that yet.
She's terrific.
She's wonderful.
Love her. She had a picture last night or on Twitter today with Roseanne. Did you see that?
No.
She and Roseanne were hanging out, I guess, in Vegas or mm-hmm. something.
That makes sense.
I want to hear more about that when I see her next time.
That she has moved to Vegas.
Oh, she lives there now.
She lives there now.
Oh, I didn't realize
You're
that.
Right. So now she and Roseanne are just going to be buddy buddies.
Apparently, you moved right. to Vegas, next thing you know.
Hey, do you want to take the dogs out for a walk? Have you been to the new Target? What, the one out on, out on St. Augusta? Yeah, that new one? Okay. Would you like to go? Sure, we'll go. This is how I picture people meeting famous people.
Roseanne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should see what I picture people meeting Burt Reynolds and doing.
I can't unthink
Coconut cream
that.
Pie and a coffee oh, somewhere, okay. you know.
That makes sense.
That's fine, right?
He was in Playgirl.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Look at you taking that stance.
See, I know my herstory, y'all. So you were saying we met at Christine's.
Yes.
We saw each other at right? Christine's show.
You found me on Grindr. I thought it was Tinder, and that was wrong in many ways because I'm married. Why am I on Tinder? Don't know. I don't own a blog.
You know what? That's between you and God.
That's right. God, by the way, is named my cat. We all know that's a lie. That's Jimmy. And you, so that's when you had told me about this, the show that you're running.
Yes.
So that we were going to have you on and talk about this. And then this all came up.
So. I'm so happy to right. that you asked me to do this. This mm-hmm. is quite a treat, quite a pleasure.
I'm loving that not only that World Pride is on, mm-hmm. Because I have noticed, I don't know if this is related or not, a lot of gay people walking around.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yes. Yeah, more than usual.
It's weird.
Yeah. Well, there are some gay people who come from elsewhere to Toronto.
I won't hear that.
It's true.
I thought they came here because that's where we stored them. I thought we just had everyone here.
No.
Just in a nice big hug. No.
The number of gay people in Toronto is highly regulated.
This doesn't make a lick of sense to me.
This okay. week is different. It's
yeah,
a little
they blew
more,
it out.
They relaxed the rules.
I'm sort of glad we have that mess out of the way. You know what I mean?
What?
That we've got at least a deputy mayor that's happy to be part of it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's technically he's still our mayor.
In name only.
Yeah. I don't think he's coming to Pride this year at all.
He is as much a mayor as I am a fireman on October 31st.
Right.
Okay? Wearing a little Yikes. Hat does not make me able to rescue people.
You know, Todd, if you remember, if I take your mind back to 2010, mm-hmm. Don Cherry
yes.
Gave a speech.
Moving speech.
Very moving speech.
There are three speeches. that I put in high esteem. Mm-hmm. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream.
Yes.
Winston Churchill. Mm-hmm. In my hand, a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And when
Don Cherry, those pinko cyclists.
Lefties. Yeah. Look at this. Look at my pink jacket.
Screw you.
I thought, you know what?
So eloquent. Honestly, such an eloquent speaker, too.
As soon as I saw him step up and he's wearing that that bright pink, I went, is this the day he comes out? Is this the day?
We don't want
that
him.
Don Cherry. Really?
We don't want him. But you know, Don Cherry, I was going to say this.
Wait. Hang on. What's your entry committee like on this?
We have standards, Todd. Mm-hmm. But he said, you know, if I recall correctly, if I'm mm-hmm. quoting correctly, he said, you'll see Toronto. I predict that Rob Ford is going to be the best mm-hmm. mayor of Toronto.
Right.
Maybe ever.
Maybe ever.
And I think we can all agree.
Pretty close.
He was right.
You know what?
Yeah.
If he isn't the best, he'll do until it gets here.
You can't dispute that.
There has been a lot of attention.
Yeah.
And a lot of, I don't know.
He meant the best at smoking crack.
Yes.
That's what he meant.
If you need me to cause a scene.
Yeah. Just embarrass myself. It was implied.
Good people of Toronto. I don't know how you feel about not being a laughingstock. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you feel about not being a punchline to a myriad jokes. Let me put this to you.
Yeah.
I, as your mayor, can provide you so many options in this field, in this regard, that you need not worry. There you go.
There you go. By the way, did the listeners hear that?
They hear nothing of that.
Okay,
once again,
the sound got weird for me.
Okay, so all Rob needs to do is roll his eyes.
Pretend that
you just roll your little eyes, and then suddenly that's what hear.
No, but I didn't want to draw attention to it if the listeners don't know.
They don't know.
Okay,
but they know now.
Now I
they've gotten it. Used to this.
Fuck,
because they won't donate. We need a new one of those things. I don't know what they call
it. What is that?
It's a headphone. What's it say?
It's four called channel, a four-channel stereo headphone amplifier.
That's the thing.
By Microamp.
Right.
It's an HA400. Thanks.
It's the AJ. It's the Why HA400.
Yeah.
Well, there's our problem.
Is it supposed to be the 300?
No, we go 600? To the 1,000. You go to the 4,000.
Oh, 1,000.
Yeah, go to the 4,000.
Why don't you create one of those lists, like on Amazon or whatever, wish lists, and then people can buy you one?
We should do a Kickstarter. Do a Kickstarter for the $18 it would cost to buy one of these things.
What's your name? Veronica Mars. They raised like $400 million fucking dollars for their movie.
Veronica Mars?
Yeah.
What's this all about?
For 30.
How have I missed this piece of cultural tidbittery? Isn't that what
it's called? Veronica Mars. Isn't that what it's called?
I'm not a fan. I don't know. I still listen to Devo. How... relevant, do you think?
Literally,
the last album I bought was $1, right? First of all, it was an album. That should track for you. I bought vinyl.
Okay.
And this is how old my music is. I bought it for $1 in a bin on Bloor Street, and it was still in the original wrapper. Thank you, Politics of Dancing by Reflex.
I think you're a frugal shopper.
No. I got a turntable as a gift.
Okay.
And so I've been giving myself a minute because it's...
People just, love that
they
shit.
They do.
It's retro.
So I've given myself a $5
limit. It's relevant.
Limit. Yes.
It's relevant again.
$5.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yes.
Veronica Mars. It was a TV show that got canceled.
Right.
And then
they have
like a rabid fan base. Uh-huh. So then there was this movie in the works.
Mm-hmm.
To take advantage of the fan base, but none of the studios wanted to sink the money into it because they were like, we don't think it's going to work.
Right.
So what's his name? I forget his name. Who created it?
Harvey Keitel.
No, it's the Weinstein brothers.
We need the money.
No.
Everything's okay.
It was Christopher Walken.
Yes.
Can you do that?
Can I do Christopher Walken?
The money for the movie was...
Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars will be a great feature film.
No one will come out.
So
to
anyway,
see this,
no, it was
says the studio.
He's a famous guy. Right. He's like, we should just Google
right.
it. Anyway, he was like, you know what? Screw you. We're going to do our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did a Kickstarter. What's the other one? I don't know. Indiegogo.
One of those two.
And
I love that there's competition in that field.
Why not? It's America.
Right. I can't get a decent Punisher movie. Suddenly, there's great ways that I could get a crowdsource for a decent one. But
so they raised. Like they ended up raising multiples of what they expected to or something.
So now they got three sequels in the works.
Yeah, well, they're going to make the movie they've already made it. They're in post-production.
Now what are they doing? They're holding out. They're going to hold it for ransom.
They're waiting until the dolls are ready. The figure, the action figures.
This is a tentpole franchise. This is,
I guess.
Right?
I don't know. Who knows? I'm a TV guy. I don't really. Okay. I don't follow the film industry as right. much. Nor do you, evidently. A little bit.
Watch a Pacific Rim once in a while.
No, but I mean like the industry.
The industry.
Do you read the Variety? Oh, yeah,
I read the dailies.
The dailies?
Yeah, you know.
I could tell that about you.
Yeah.
Could tell
the fact that you know I'm oh really you read all the film shoots yeah. from that particular day.
Todd is very in the know.
Yeah. I think what Todd meant was the trades.
That
could have been something.
The dailies are what you watch at the end of the day. Yes, exactly. From the film production. The dailies. Like,
well, I get those transcribed.
Yeah,
the and dailies. Then I read them.
The trades.
And then I the trade trades. Them with other people who do the same. That's why yeah. we call them the trades.
Yeah,
that's
we're superstars. Mm-hmm. So there was a question here, though. This was about the show.
Yes.
I've already plugged it. But
it was the outstanding show that you do.
Yeah, the outrageous.
It's outrageous.
Outrageous.
Sorry,
yes, but also, yeah,
which the I other hear thing, is outstanding.
Oh, thank you so yes. much. I hope so. We do a musical number, as I said, mm-hmm. to open the show every month, a different musical number. I do a song parody and I have two backup dancers
okay.
who are amazing, Adam and Trevor. And we have a phenomenal song this month, which mm-hmm. I think everyone's going to enjoy. And we're still working on the choreography, but hopefully it will come together by okay. Wednesday. And if not, you know what? Fuck it. It's a comedy show. Okay.
Can we ask you know what the song is, or is this going to be
a surprise? Well, it's a surprise, but okay. if you like Kesha or hate her, either way, you're going to enjoy this number.
Yes. What's that? What's wrong? What'd I do? Oh, is my fly down?
Your fly's down.
Oh, I was just, yeah, that was me trying to do a treat.
Does that matter? Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter know. On the podcast.
The listener wouldn't have known.
I was trying to be discreet.
That's true.
You're the one who
what,
said it.
What could possibly happen?
Whatever.
It's just fabric and fabric.
Guys, I think he's trying to molest me.
Suddenly, Robert's never heard safe. From again.
I don't feel safe.
That's there's a lot of bolts and locks on this door.
This is how a horror happened. Movie starts.
When was the last time?
It was like a medium funny podcast.
Okay.
And next thing you know,
suddenly it all broke.
Like somebody's wearing my facial mm-hmm. skin
right.
on their feet.
I'm making a man dress.
It's a thing, guys.
That's what I'm doing.
It's very fashionable.
I'm making
like
a
Lady
man
Gaga.
Dress. Right.
Anyway.
If I was a rapper, I would be known as Buffalo Chill.
Oy.
Then I would do that. Oy. When was the last time you had your fly down in public?
Actually, it happened just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Funny story.
Okay.
Which is now kind of ruined because
while you're doing this, I'll do this. Yeah. Since you're so uncomfortable.
There's a guy
being around a straight man with his fly down. That's fine.
Actually, this is a good story. I'll tell at the show maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see if it's funny. I don't know. So what happened was there's this, listen to this. So this guy, this cute neighbor of mine I ran mm-hmm. into, I approached him. We'd never spoken before. I was like, oh, hey, you know, you live in the building, blah, blah, blah. We start chatting. And, so I said, hey, you know, maybe we could get together sometime. Here's, you know, if you'd like, take my number. He's like, oh, okay, sure. And then he never called. Right. Mm-hmm. So then the second time I ran into him, which was a few weeks later, I was like, whatever, you know, I'm not going to make a big deal. I'm not going right. to be nervous or anything. And he was all like super awkward and he kept looking away. And I was just like, hey, what's up? And he's like, ah, everything's good. And he was like, and I was like, whatever. I'm not going to like get into this whole weird, awkward energy thing because I didn't do anything weird. I didn't do anything uh-huh. wrong.
No.
Just because he didn't want to go out with me doesn't mean
nice.
It's awkward, right?
Right.
And then I walked out of the elevator and I was so proud of myself for like keeping my cool. Mm-hmm. And I walked to the bus stop and that's when I realized my fly was down. Yeah. So that's probably what was awkward for
me. I would have thought that would make it an even more open invite.
Yeah, if the person was interested,
sure.
It's a plus.
What do you think of that?
If he's not interested, it's kind of a negative.
If you go commando, that's when it gets awful and awkward. Or maybe not.
Lesson learned, folks.
Maybe that's the big, hey, you want to see an elephant.
This is actually an educational show as well.
Mm-hmm.
PSA. Don't leave your fly down
right.
if you're not wearing underwear.
How many times have you gone on stage and just before you're about to go, you just, you know, put your, just below the belt buckle, you
double
just
check.
Go, yep, we're good.
Double check.
We're good.
It's always a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Better safe than sorry.
God, that's always the best when you go up on yeah. stage with your fly down.
Have you done that?
That's, oh, fuck yeah.
I've never done that.
Oh, are you kidding me? I've led on stage.
Well, you've been on stage more often than
that's,
I have, probably.
Yeah.
There are more chances.
There's certainly more chances.
To get your, to have your
of
fly
the,
down.
Of the 0.001% chance that you can happen. You do it 1,000 times, 10,000 times, suddenly, boom.
Well, what always puzzles me is, like, why was my fly down
right.
in the first place? Like, how did I forget
well, how
that
do you
step?
Pee? I guess that's the big question.
I mean, like,
do you just, like, kind of weasel out of your pants? Is
no,
that
but I mean, like, why would you forget to zip? Like, why that day did you forget?
You get preoccupied. Maybe you're going through your set list. You got things to do. You go, oh, I got to remember to do something else.
And then you leave. Your mind is drawn out of that step.
Yep.
Oh, well, it happens.
Yeah, well, we can't all be as perfect as Robert, can we?
By the way, I just want to say, you have a terrific radio voice.
Why, thank you very much.
You probably get that a lot.
And a perfect radio face. The absence of screen work that I do.
Amazing.
Pretty much confirms that. That's for great. Me. I got to put this as the moneymaker.
The delicious right dish.
Sweaty balls. Now, I have noticed that our guest left us a voicemail.
Uh-oh. Should we call him?
So I think we're getting close.
Okay.
And we've been jabbering for quite a bit.
I hope you're going to edit this down.
So let's take Hell no.
Oh, God.
Every fly opening bit is going to be in here, Robert Keller. Let me tell you that.
Okay.
Your musical number. In fact, I'm just going to dub it in. I'm going to take a guess. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to find myself a Keisha track. That's right. That's how I call it, Keisha.
Actually, it's K dollar sign ha.
K dollar sign ha.
Yeah, if people are paying attention.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Anywho, let's take a break.
Yeah.
And we will get everything set up so we can actually take a call. Let's do that with James Adomian coming up next. Sweaty balls.
My mic sounds nice. Check one.
Sibilance. Sibilance.
Unique New York.
Unique New York.
Unique New York.
You know what I heard was the biggest tongue twister?
What?
Piggy Babcock.
Piggy Babcock.
Peggy Babcock.
Peggy.
Peggy.
Peggy Babcock.
Peggy as in, you know, Peggy from Peggy Mad Men.
Peggy Babcock.
See?
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Peggy Babcock. Peggy Babcock. Peggy Babcock. See? I'm good at that. That's as far as I got. Okay, so let's see if we're...
Are we on again?
Oh, we're on again.
Oh, we're on, okay.
This is it.
All right.
This is it.
So I shouldn't...
Hopefully this works.
It's like RuPaul says, don't... That's a little loud.
There's one ringy dingy.
Loud. Okay. Don't fuck it up.
Hello, hello.
Is this James Adomian?
Why, yes.
Hello, it is Tob and Allen here in Toronto. I am joined with Robert Keller. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great, James.
Robert.
Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, right? Get ready. We're going to hear a lot more.
All right. Do you two need to be alone? Should I just step out right now? Is that...
Please do.
Okay.
Just kidding.
So we caught you in the middle of a voice gig. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm actually in between two of them right now. I'm gonna speak softly.
Uh-huh.
That's why your voice sounds so sexy right now.
Yes. Speak softly and carry a mellow stick.
I was wondering which way that was going to swing, and so I'm glad you picked that up. Thank you. So you're going to be joining us, not as in studio, but joining us in Toronto for World Pride. Are you looking forward to it? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I am. I have not been to World Pride in Toronto before. I've been to Pride in a couple other cities, but yeah, I love Toronto and I'm really stoked to be there during Pride Week. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
What I know about Pride and what I know about Toronto come together and merges as I think it will, I think it'll be quite a blast.
Just to clarify for our heterosexual listeners who may not be familiar, now World Pride is a special kind of pride.
Right.
It's only in one city every couple or two or three years, so it changes cities.
Right,
so
it's like the summit.
It's like...
So a lot of the gay leaders come together.
Yes, it's like a Republican convention, but with less gay sex. Just kidding. I'm kidding. It's about an equal amount of gay sex.
There's way more.
There's a lot.
There's
a lot of gay sex.
Right.
No, but so anyway. So
equal amount.
Equal amounts. But so Pride is always special, but this is a special, special Pride in Toronto. It's World Pride. So it's not every year that we have World Pride. In fact, we probably won't ever have it again.
James,
we choose gay pope, right?
Yes. Yeah, you wait till the white smoke billows out of the... out of the catacombs, and then we have a new gay pope.
Awesome.
James, I do have to ask you this. What recording studio are you in that also has a kennel?
I apologize. I'm actually outside. I don't know where I can go.
So you're in a dog park of some sort.
That's fine. Just,
you know, these dogs have no respect for the art form of radio and comedy.
It's only Los Angeles
dogs. I
wish
I could communicate that to them.
It's L.A. dogs, James. They're the worst.
Here, I'll walk around the corner.
Yeah. In Toronto, all we have to do is, we're doing a fucking podcast, and they typically
and
shut up.
Actually, people don't know this. Toronto dogs are bilingual.
Yes.
They parle français as well.
Right. Collez, nous faisons un podcast, là.
Calme-toi. Ferme ta gueule.
Bilingual pets.
Yeah. It's amazing.
A true Canadian phenomenon.
So when you come to Toronto, as you do, what are the things you look forward to doing when you get up here?
I like to eat the food from all around the world.
Mm-hmm. That is one of the things.
Place.
Yeah, I just love that. Was one of the things I love as well, is that it was just so diverse in the different neighborhoods that we have. Like, where do you typically target when you come up here?
I have people pick me around.
So you have handlers.
He has a huge entourage.
Yes. Yes.
I'm a fun dinner date. So there's always somebody. Hey, go here. The food there is great. I love hanging out at the bars. The shows have always been fun. Mm-hmm. And I have a blast up there. It's a good time. Mm-hmm. You guys do it right in Toronto, I gotta say.
Right.
And James has a huge fan following here in Toronto.
Yes.
Because he's an out comedian. He's gay. Mm-hmm. He doesn't, you know.
What?
But he's also, I know.
When was
shocking.
I going to learn this?
I didn't believe it either.
God damn it. You give me these details before I dial up the I am sorry about this.
I wanted proof. I wanted video footage. But anyway, but he also, how would you describe is it fair to call them like nerds or geeks or what's the right, I don't want to be derogatory, but do you know what I'm talking about, James?
Like a podcast fan?
Is that the right way to describe them?
You went from nerd to geek to podcast fan.
Is that how they refer to themselves? Like, we're podcast fans? No, because you have a huge following that are not the people who are not gay, who may not even know that you're gay. I don't know.
Oh, they all know. If they see my shows, they know.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I do. People know about me from doing characters on podcasts, you know, like I'm about to go do Comedy Bang Bang right now.
Oh, and, nice.
So some people know me from that, and then,
right.
And other people know me from stand up, but if they don't know I'm gay, they will soon, I promise.
Mm-hmm. Blowjobs for everybody.
Yeah, well, look, 1 out of 5.
Okay. Which I believe is the name, that's the name of your upcoming album, Blowjobs for Everyone?
Blowjobs for 1 out of 5.
Oh, okay, for 1 out of 5,
20%.
Okay.
I want to get in on that.
Seriously, I'm going to give you two a moment.
I'll take care of the other 80%.
Okay, fine. That's
just
that's,
so you know.
All right.
Robert Keller has my rider. I think we are.
I got your back, James. And your butt and your neck and
okay,
your toes.
Okay, so we've got the green M&Ms in the dressing room. Check. 3 bottles of Perrier. And oh, my God.
Yeah. No, you know, actually, yeah. I do know this because I read James's Q&A in Now Magazine, which you can check out online right now on nowmagazine.com. One of the items is massages and hummus. Am I right?
Huh? Yeah, massages and hummus.
Yeah.
Please tell me those are two separate events.
So that's how you get the chickpeas just into the right kind of hummus. You massage the oil and lemon juice into it.
I am learning many things. I am learning many, many disturbing things. I want to get back to your ad for a second, James. One of the things that I love, and it is pretty obvious, is just seeing how you, when you throw yourself into a character for an impression, that the essence of the character is there and people instantly know sort of who you're doing. I was in Montreal when you introduced Andy Kindler as Andy Kindler.
Oh yeah.
The Star Trek episode where you did.
Hey, Buster Keaton, turn the train around.
Yeah. there was also your Mark Maron goes down as fairly legendary.
Oh yeah, Mark Maron in space. That was that was a really fun web series.
Do you? How do you find the particular angle that you're going to take with a particular character? Like, what's your process in bringing these guys in?
Well, I mean, those are two comedians that I did an impression of. In that sense, I'm just sort of they're people I think are really funny, and I just sort of like try to zero in on what their point of view is as a performer, and just kind of like, you know, make it absurd. And in the case of Mark Maron, you know. put him on a spaceship, make him be a hero. Mm-hmm. which I just thought would be the funniest scenario for him to have to deal with.
Right.
And then, but you know, like even that's just a couple of comedians. Like otherwise, if I'm doing impressions of people, it's kind of like, you know, I just want to see what kind of people make a big impression. And now I got crows over me. I want to see.
Stop calling us from a zoo.
It's the birds. It's the movie The Birds.
I want to see, you know, what people make a big impression on me. Like if I've heard them a lot in the media or seen them on TV and I go,
Right.
That's a fun person that nobody's done an impression of.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, sometimes I'll let it dance around in my head for a while and then just sort of, you know, try it out somewhere. And if people laugh, I keep doing it.
James, it's Robert. I'm just curious. Did you always do impressions like as a kid? Were you always impersonating other people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, it used to be teachers and coaches. And then at a certain point, I realized that, you know, if someone's famous, more people know what the impression is you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or, as in the case of a lot of my impressions, if they're arguably famous.
But that's what I love about your particular choices, is that you are grabbing these things at moments where, like, if they aren't world-class famous people, they're definitely on the cusp or in sort of the cultural nous where people sort of are able to go, oh, that guy! Because you capture that essence. Like, if people don't know who Marc Maron is, they will by the time that you're done. Like, by the time they wrap it, go, of course, it's that guy.
Yeah, and, you know, I do Paul Giamatti, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, and there it is, real fucking loser. Nobody does a Paul Giamatti impression that I've seen, but people are like, oh, yeah, of course, Paul Giamatti. Everybody knows who he is.
Right.
It's a matter of bringing it to their attention.
Right. There's so many. I think that's the thing, like when I think when you think of impressionist acts, those waters have been somewhat sullied by like the mid to late 80s comics where here comes Jack Nicholson and, you know, Jimmy Stewart.
Right.
And
everybody does the same one.
Exactly. Mm. And so now I think you're seeing more and more people come up. Like I think of Mike McCray doing Rip Torn.
Mike McCray is great. He's a comedian in Austin.
Yeah.
And I hadn't met him before, and I'd always heard of him, and we finally met this last time in South by Southwest because I do my Jesse Ventura show there sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I was doing Jesse Ventura, and I had him on to play Alex Jones, and it was so fun because those two guys talk to each other on the radio show all the time.
Right.
And so I'm Jesse Ventura like, Alex, what do you have? And he's like, and he was like, South by Southwest is an Illuminati conspiracy.
Right.
it was a fun dance to do. You know, that guy's great. Yeah. Uh-huh.
For me, just as soon as he starts doing his Hollywood minutes as Rip Torn, it's what you have and it's what he has. It's just that attention to inflection where you run through it and you just make sure that you've got the voice down and then you suddenly go up and talk about Mary Lou Henner.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. You hear people, yeah, if you hear somebody who has a really funny or strange voice, it's kind of like they're writing it for you.
Yes.
You just have to tune into what the frequency is.
Mm-hmm. I know we're on borrowed time, and I would be very remiss if I didn't have some conversation about one of the reasons that you're a large ticket here in Toronto during World Pride. When you people know, as you say, and like you say, if they don't know before they see your show, they will afterwards, that you're an out comic. What was it like for you coming out as a comic, and how did that shape your performance, and what was your reaction to it? Like, how did that all sort of come to be for you?
Well, that's an interesting question. I was I was out of the closet before I was known for any comedy. Mm-hmm. So I never really had like a coming out moment because I was already out of the closet. Okay. So there was no magazine covers or like a big publicist splash. It was just like, oh yeah, I'm gay. You've always been gay. but there was a moment because I didn't always do stand up as myself. I used to do just characters and sketch comedy and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was always performing as someone else. So it was a situation where I was like, I was out of the closet, but nobody cared because it never came up on stage.
Right.
Being, you know, in the guise of another character. So I started doing stand-up partly to be able to talk about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, partly for fun, to try something new. And then also, like, you know, I have stuff about my real life or tangential to, you know, mm-hmm. with my experience in the world. And that's all, from the very beginning of doing stand-up. That was one of the things I got to do, was be like, hey, here's something about being gay.
Right. Yes.
And so it's been, I mean, I've talked about being gay at every show that I've done, mm-hmm. pretty much since I started doing stand-up. And sometimes that's a welcoming audience that I'm mm-hmm. doing that for. And sometimes it's not.
Right.
So a lot of what I do is kind of calculated to mm-hmm. be able to work for an audience of, you know, wildly different political backgrounds or, right. you know, social situations. So, yeah, like, you know, I have some stand-up bits that have passed the gauntlet.
Right.
Between friendly gay shows or friendly, you know, younger people shows, and then, like, stern, judgmental mm-hmm. parents, which also sometimes make up the audience.
Right. If I were you, James, this weekend, I wouldn't mention it. Now,
what if I just right. make a dangerous call, pull an audible, and I'll just go, you know what? Fuck them. I'm just going to do impressions on stage.
When's he going to get to the gay stuff? Nope, not coming.
Not today.
Yeah, at the very end of the show. By the way, I was gay. Good night.
Right. But I think that's one of the things about you and definitely your act. Like, yes, you do talk about it, but I wouldn't say that you're a gay comic. You're a comic who's gay.
Yeah.
That's the distinction,
yeah,
right?
I think it's accurate. I mean, I think I got a lot of things that I'm interested in and a lot of things I can do. So, I try to bring the entirety of the diversity of my skills and opinions and interests to the stage where I not perform.
But you know, it raises an interesting question because you know, I think about this a lot. What makes someone gay? Well, I mean, we know what makes you gay, but I mean, like, but in terms of the sensibility or the culture, you know, because there are all these different kinds of comedians, right? And we've become a little bit segregated because of the way the entertainment industry works. You know,
I missed that part. Would you say that?
I'm saying like that, you know, there's a little bit of segregation that happens because of the way the entertainment industry works. Like you have the black show or the Latino show or the Jewish show or the this show or the that show or whatever, and the gay show.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think about this a lot because I'm also out of the closet, and I was before I started doing comedy as well.
There's no end to my learning tonight.
I mean, I'll just, I'm not going to lie. I enjoy a little, you know, penis from time to time. Not going to lie. But I mean, how, like, does it really inform? I mean, like you said, you talk about it, but like, what defines us as gay comedians, or does anything do that really? I don't know. What do you think?
That's a question I think a lot of people are asking ourselves, all the time.
Yeah.
You know, there's certainly different scenes that kind of overlap in a lot of ways. And, I probably inhabit a space as a comedian that is in the middle of a lot of overlapping, scenes or genres or communities within comedy. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. But, I think, you know, it's also, I feel like I'm trying to, you know, set an example and make it easier so that people in the future maybe don't have to be so segregated.
Right.
Or, you know, be as segregated as you want.
Right.
if it's on your terms. Yep. And, you know, and if everybody's allowed, I think that's fine.
I don't think segregation's the answer. I think we've tried that a couple of times in a few situations.
And I say bring the troops home from Vietnam.
We're gonna run out of fountains that people are able to drink out of. That's gonna be the problem. You'll have the black fountain, the gay fountain, the Jewish fountain.
There's too many.
I never heard this argument.
Yes. It's very practical. It's not a question of us integrating. I'm just really concerned about water pressure.
The practical argument. We got to keep these communities separate. Yes. Keep them not talking to each other.
Exactly.
No, I think it's good that as time goes on, people from different backgrounds, comedy is one thing where if it's funny, it's funny. So if you're really funny, you're going to appreciate that, you know, even if you come from a different background, you're going to appreciate that in some other performer, you know?
I wanted to ask, I know Todd has other questions, but I want to ask, are you a fan of Drag Race, James?
Am I what?
Are you a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race?
I love that show.
Yeah.
I particularly love the episode where they practiced the comedy side of drag performance.
They did a stand-up comedy episode this season, right? I haven't seen it yet, but
yeah, they all did stand-up and they did a laughing thing too.
Yeah, they did really the snatch game. Geez. I was going to ask you about that if you'd seen it, because they all in the snatch game you have to impersonate a celebrity. Queen has to do a celebrity impersonation. Like the match game, right? Where you have to match with the contestants.
Mm-hmm. And, I get the rhyme, thank you.
And Cass. RuPaul said, you know, I think this was the tightest snatch game in our series history.
Of course.
I am fucking obsessed with RuPaul.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Todd about it. Have you ever met him, James?
No. I haven't met her.
Her. Well, he says him, you know, he refers to himself as he as well.
It's
confusing.
I know, I haven't. I haven't had the pleasure.
Okay.
Sometime soon, I hope.
Well, I
hope that the embroidered invitation arrives at my doorstep.
Any day now. But yeah, so he did. I was curious what you thought of their impersonations. Like, who was your favorite? Did you have a favorite?
I don't know. From the show?
Yeah. Like, there was, did you see season 6?
I don't remember. I was just jealous that I wasn't on it.
Oh. What would your drag name be?
Abracadabra.
Oh,
that was good. I put him on the spot and
nice.
That was fast.
That
fast,
is nice.
Lightning fast.
He had that in the holster. Let's be fair.
All right.
It's
a dream of mine.
You were sitting there waiting. Please ask my name. Please ask my name. What drag name would you have, James? I'm happy that as a middle-aged white man on this call, that I was not the one that screwed up the he, she call on RuPaul.
I did not screw it up. Mm-hmm. That is, he uses it both.
RuPaul comes in many flavors.
Yep. It depends. Just for the record, Todd, let me, I'm going to teach you some herstory, okay? He does refer to himself as he. Depends what the situation is, because when he's in drag, it's she. Uh-huh. But when it's because he does appear as a boy on the show all the time, mm-hmm. and then he's he.
I got an invitation from neither or neither.
Just so we're clear,
James, you're in for a long weekend. Now listen, it's fantastic. I think that you're coming up. I think it's wonderful that you are going to be working with Rob as well. Two of my favorite guys, right there on the same show, the best. Robert, do you want to give the dates of the show once again?
Yes. The dates are Wednesday, June 25th through Saturday, June 28th, 2014. Mm-hmm. Showtime is 8 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. And Saturday, we have a 9 p.m. show on Friday. And there's an extra late show on Saturday night at 10:30.
Perfect. It is going to be fantastic having you in the city, James.
Yes, I can't wait. Spread the news far and wide, folks. I'm on the way.
All right. Any other questions, Rob?
Are you ready to party?
Yeah, I love to. Lowercase p.
We're going to party because it's 1999. Okay. Getting you. Because the World Pride is going to be mm-hmm. off the charts. I can tell you right now, there's so many things happening. So I hope you get your rest.
I will try to wrap my mind around it, and I'll try to wrap a few other things around it while I'm there.
All okay, right. Sounds good.
It is going to be like 1999. Prince is going to come down. He's going to contract a lot of the U's and 2's to letters and numbers singly. Mm. It's going to be fantastic.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
All right.
All right, this is my ride.
Okay.
I'll see you guys.
All right,
have
a good
one. James.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's that. Look at that.
Well, that was great.
We just talked with James Adomian.
I love James
Adomian.
On
this very thing.
I'm huge.
I learned that gay culture starts with massages and hummus.
That's just a James Adomian thing.
Really?
That's not a gay thing.
Not the gay guys I talk to.
Oh, well.
Let me tell you.
I don't
think you're gay at all. That's the way I'm putting this.
Well,
that's
the
spin I'm going
with. I'm not
fraud.
I'm not saying I'm, you know, against a little massage and hummus from time to time.
Yes.
Just saying that's a very unique thing to do together.
Okay.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll try it.
Right. I don't know how he's going to get all those dogs up here with him. That's going to be the hard part.
Where the hell was he?
Literally, I have been to so many recording studios in my life. Never. One has a designated dog area.
There's no dogs.
Ugh. All right. Leave your Bernese Mountain Dog at home, for crying out loud. You're going to do a voice gig. Be a professional. I'm talking to you, crowd, who are voice actors.
The other
people.
This
is a very slim niche of my listenership.
Mm-hmm. Well, No, you learn something all the time on this podcast.
Who wouldn't listen to this voice?
it's no melodious.
It's melodious. It's hypnotic.
It's like honey.
Listen to me, folks. This is what you're going to do. Next week, you're going to go find that Robert Keller show down at the Yuck Yucks with James the Domian. Are we crystal clear?
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls. We should have done the entire show like this and made James wonder what the fuck he stumbled in upon.
Well, he stumbled in upon something pretty amazing.
There we go. All right. You will find him having hummus somewhere with a wry smile on his face this week. Buddy, thank you for coming down.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
And shaking pleasure. Hands on the air like a champ.
We just shook hands, guys.
Enjoy your world pride.
Appreciate it.
I will be rocking like a breeder.
Well, you know, we like...
Rocking it like a breeder.
The world pride is all about inclusiveness, so you're welcome, too.
A wiser man than I said, hey, if it weren't for burritos, the gay people wouldn't be here.
Right.
So, you're welcome. No. Thank you.
You know, you're right. World Pride is about straight people.
Yeah, exactly.
Ultimately.
We have to horn in on everything.
About
this is about us, right?
Right?
This is what we do.
Let's be frank, guys. No, you be frank. I'll be married.
Nice.
What? Girl.
How do people find you on the internet?
They can find me on Twitter at TheRobertKeller, T-H-E. Robert Keller. Mm-hmm. I also have a website.
Who's the real estate guy that stole your...
Right?
The
worst.
Fuckers.
Anyway, too late.
Fuckers.
No sense crying over spilled Twitter handles.
Yes.
And then they can find my website if they want to get more information about me, www.roberthkeller. That also was stolen before I got to it.
So you had to get Robert H. Keller.
H. Keller.
Yeah, people know your middle name.
Well, they know my middle initial.
There goes your identity.
Well, they don't know my social insurance number.
Well, sure,
and
they
don't
do.
You fucking tell them
563-287.
That's not true.
It totally
it's
is.
It's 555-1212.
Oh, is this a phone number from Law and Order?
Call this number quick. I love when they do that on TV.
Right.
Like it's area code 212-555-666. How do they know?
And then you see them deliberate. What was that prefix again?
How did they know that when they first started doing that, that 555 was going to work?
They
as
designated it.
Like, really? Just for purposes of
they did.
Films and TV?
They set it aside. That's the Hollywood number.
You're making this up.
I am not. Who would do that?
How would you know that?
Because they would have to
let me tell you something.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dentists have the highest rate of suicide of all professions.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
Okay, well, there you go.
Do you know why? Because they're fucking dentists.
No.
That's why.
This is something that always bothers me when I tell people this and they go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, no, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say that? No, it's a great... Actually, dentists make a lot of money.
Right.
And I can think of a hell of a lot worse things to do for that kind of money.
You know who number two is on that list?
Lawyers.
No, podcasters with faulty equipment. Get in there and donate, folks.
Donate.
Folks, thank you very much. And thank you to James Adomian for coming in as well. I would like to thank the erstwhile Darcy for not being here, but producing the shit out of this show.
We're thinking of him
right
now.
He's here in spirit. Why do you think my fly was down, buddy? You can follow this very podcast on Twitter at CAP Podcast. That's right, folks, Cat P. You can follow me at HeyIsTVA. Go to our Facebook page, give us a like, go to iTunes, tell a friend. Give us some ratings. 5 stars only, people. Make sure you go see Robert Keller's show that is on the week of World Pride here in Toronto. Get your ass down here. I don't care if you only have money for one show. Make sure this is it. Or get enough money, beg, borrow, and steal to get to two. I don't care how you come about your
day. Use a credit card.
Go see this show. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Robert, James, the erstwhile Darcy, and myself, my name is Tavin Allen, saying, when you're listening to Campy, you're in for a good time.
Lately. I find I rush. Can't piece together the sun in the sky or the spots on my face.